Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. Let me get my bro in here, man, my co-host, nigga, to hold me down and shit. Love the fact me and this nigga always go back and forth. Whether we agree or we disagree, it's always a good back and forth, my bro right here, man. Family, what's good?
Yo, man, what's good, man? What's good?
My niggas, let's get some sports, man. Now, before we talk about what we got to talk about, I need your assessment right now on both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals, because, my nigga, this shit is a fucking snooze fest, man. Talk to the people, man.
I want both of these Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals to be over ASAP. Straight up, get these niggas out of here. Boston clearly look like they can't even put up a fight. It looks like they're in awe of LeBron. It's like they're looking at him and they're just like, oh my God, you know, it's pathetic. So
your man, your man's from Toronto was doing that kind of talking too. Your man DeRozan, my nigga, sometimes your opponent, you just got to give it up. Now, I agree with you. You don't want to sound like a sucker and be like, we're throwing in the white towel, but IT was talking like, yo, we not scared of these niggas, fam. Even though he might feel that way. I don't know about the rest of his soldiers, but, you know.
Listen, I need Golden State to please get rid of San Antonio. I'm begging them. I need both suites. You know why? Because historically we've never seen it. As long as me and you have watched basketball, there's never been two teams from the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference to sweep into the finals. So it'll make the finals even more lit, way more lit. And I need to see the matchup because Mike Brown coaching them, and I'm going to stay on it all
season. Oh, guys. You've been doing this the whole way off.
Yes, man. Sidebar, how the fuck is DeMarcus Cousins not first, second, or third team? And your man Draymond Green is third team over DeMarcus Cousins. I need you to explain that to me.
All right. Now, I like Boogie, my nigga. Don't get it fucked up. Now, are you talking about numbers or are you just talking about what Draymond does? A lot of shit on the court, B. It's all-around game. It's fire. Now, who's a better game? All right, who puts up better numbers? Obviously, Boogie, because of the team he plays for. He played in before he went to New Orleans, played in Sacramento. Those niggas, they've been popping since Weber and White Chocolate and Flyy flopping D-Rock and them niggas and shit. So, I get it with Draymond, man. As much as niggas love to talk about Steph, you know, and all these niggas and shit, Steph, Kevin Durant, and Klay, and all these niggas as they should. But you got to give it up to Draymond, man.
So then,
you got to give it up to Draymond. You're not feeling it?
So then why is Anthony Davis on the first team? He's on the same bad team, putting up the same exact stats as Boogie. So why is he being acknowledged for being on a losing team, putting up the identical stats of Boogie Cousins, but he's rewarded with the first team, and Boogie Cousins is not rewarded with no team? So just validate that for me.
All right. Was New Orleans fighting for a spot, though? Weren't they fighting for a spot at one particular time?
I don't know. I just know that they did
before
not
Boogie
make
came.
The playoff. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that they did not make the playoffs, and Anthony Davis is first team when Boogie Cousins puts the same exact stats. Come on, my man. They did this last year when James Harden.
Is it politics, though? The writers don't like Boogie, though.
It's absolute politics. But my God, man, this is ridiculous. The writers didn't like James Harden last year. He didn't make first, second, or third team either. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's be for real. And then Draymond is beefing because Klay Thompson didn't make first, second, or third team.
Oh, Draymond's beefing about Klay?
Yeah. He think Klay should have made it over to Cousins.
Yeah, that might be a reach, though. See, niggas going to go off who's a better player. You see? Niggas going to go off who's a better player. Obviously, Klay's a better player. I would take Klay over to DeRozan. Even you got to admit that. And that's your man to them.
I would not take Klay over DeRozan. Based on what? I would not take Klay Thompson over DeMar.
Hold on. My nigga, you forget them 37 points in one quarter. Are you serious? My nigga, if Klay Thompson was not on the fucking Golden State Warriors, you know this also, nigga. You watch ball. Stop playing now. If Klay Thompson was on a different squad, that nigga's putting up 30 a night. Like, it's nothing. Klay can't put up maybe 30 is a stretch. 25 a night. Solid.
Are you telling me Klay Thompson should have been, should Klay have been third team over DeRozan?
Maybe not, because in a sense of you got so many players in Golden State and they're so loaded. And then when you think of Toronto, obviously you think of that little nigga who you niggas on Twitter told me a couple of years ago this motherfucking Kyle Lowry was better than fucking Kyrie Irving. Kill yourself, niggas, when you niggas told me that shit. Where the fuck you niggas at who told me that 3 years ago? That's random. No, I'm not saying that, but I understand why they picked DeRozan in a sense. He plays in Toronto. The nigga... He is the heart and soul of the team, him and Lowry, but really it's DeRozan. I don't even like DeRozan game like that, son. That's your man, B. That's your man, son.
I love his game. Everything I love about basketball. Everything I love about basketball is DeRozan's game. He's old school. No 3-point shot.
Old school.
Bucket. Yeah, that's old school. He doesn't shoot threes. He doesn't shoot threes, he just scores.
Because he can't shoot threes,
that's that
nigga.
Richmond shit. That's that Mitch Richmond shit, man.
My nigga. Don't do that. Don't you ever in your life do that. You know, see, son, this nigga knows better than this, y'all. He just be throwing names out there. My nigga, don't put DeRozan and Mitch Richmond on the same fucking breath, my guy. We ain't going to do that, man.
Mitch Richmond was on the Sacramento Kings, only made the
eighth
seed of the playoffs, and he was, come on, my man. I can compare them.
Sorry, no, you can't. Michael Jordan said the only two niggas that played good defense on him was Mitch Richmond and Joe Dumars. And Jordan gave you props. Niggas ain't giving it. LeBron's giving DeRozan props. He looked at nigga the whole series like, you a flea, nigga. He's a flea.
How
my Swiss dog boy.
How could Jordan make a statement like that when Starks used to D him up? What kind of statement could Jordan make? As a Knicks fan, how can he make a statement like that when Starks D Jordan up? Couldn't stop him.
Not all the time,
him.
Though, son. A lot. Nah, I mean, Jordan got the best of Starks. Even I got to admit that sometimes. Though,
Jordan,
come on,
Jordan
I'm keep
got the best of everybody.
Back on the show.
Jordan got the best of everybody he played against, but Starks played him tough, played him with everything he had. He didn't back down. Why you think Knicks fans love John Starks?
I love Starks. One of my favorite Knicks of all time.
Why do you love Starks? Why?
The heart. Because that nigga was bagging groceries in Oklahoma. He was a bag boy, nigga. He was on the Golden State Warriors. They ain't do shit. And we brought him on the Knicks. Riley believed in him. That nigga, he was New York, B. He just, you niggas will understand, man. Starks is my guy.
All right,
but,
no doubt.
You know.
No doubt. No doubt.
Now, back
no
to
doubt.
This playoff
no
talk,
doubt.
Man. Son, this basketball is atrocious, man. This Western Conference with Kawhi out now is fucking late.
But here's the thing. Nobody wanted to see San Antonio win this series. We want to see the trilogy. We want to see the rematch. We want to see both teams healthy. That's what I want to see. I don't know about you, but I want to see Golden State play against Cleveland.
Of course.
I want Steph Curry to redeem himself. Steph Curry has to prove to the world that he doesn't shiver and disappear when Kyrie Irving is on the court. So you can score 40 against everybody else, Steph Curry. It don't count.
Are you implying that when Steph plays against Kyrie, it's a bit different? He gets the stomach starts growling, mom spaghetti? Is that what you're saying?
You tell me. He hasn't had a good game yet in 3 years. Come on,
Curry. They said someone was injured, though. What was it, last year?
I know that.
He was injured, though. Yeah. Even that Portland series, you could tell. He was injured that whole stretch last year.
Even
when they played Portland last year, too.
But remember, he had them great games against Westbrook in the Western Conference Finals. He was putting up 37.
Yo, Steph, I ain't going to lie to you, son. My dude is right, though, son. Kyrie was kind of putting you on skates in the finals last year, son, a couple times, man. Spin cycle. Kyrie a
bad
boy,
not even
man.
That. It's not even that. It's not. Here's the thing. I don't want you to stop Kyrie because you can't. Nobody can. But I at least want you to do what you do when Damian Lillard scores 40 on you. You score 40 right back. And that's what
right,
I want
right,
you
right.
Do.
on him. Make him respect you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need to see. I need this. I
now,
need the trilogy. I need it.
So the Spurs are out of here?
I hope. I don't know.
No,
they're such a great coach. And,
nah, son. Right, here's a question. Do you think Kawhi should play in game three? What would you do if you're Pop?
Kawhi is not healthy. I won't risk him if he is not healthy. But if he's healthy enough to go, I'll put him out there. Because you already got an advantage, Pop, by a million over Mike Brown. Big-time advantage. You know,
my
Mike
nigga,
Brown.
Why you got to stop? You got to stop doing my Mike Brown. I got to ride with you, Mike Brown. Excuse my bro. He stay riding every show. Be on Mike Brown's neck. Mike Brown, you better not lose, bro, because this man's going to kill you. Let you lose to the Spurs, he's going to blame you. It doesn't matter if it's KD out there chucking, if Steph is playing bad, or worst case scenario, one of the best players gets an injury, this man will come on the show and eat you alive, son. I can't hold this nigga back when he couldn't fight, bro. What do you think about Boston, though, bro? Look, my nigga LeBron right now, bro. That boy's on a mission, son. I believe that nigga is on a mission. Son, did you see this nigga put the dribble behind his back and, like, he's a fucking surgeon. A surgeon.
And that's when I realized Boston's not serious. Can you imagine in a serious playoff game with intense defense that LeBron could just stand and just dribble the ball? Nobody's D'ing him. Nobody's up on him.
No defense.
Notice he wasn't doing this shit when they used to play the Boston Celtics, right? Like, come on.
With KG and those boys.
Boston
nah, Perk.
Like they're in awe of him. They look like they're in awe of him. Just let him do whatever he wants.
I don't know if they was in awe, man. Because, son, come on. Once again, let's be real. I like, what's the little nigga name? The nigga that played defense on Boston,
Smart.
Man? I got a brain fart now.
Smart. Marcus Smart.
I like
Marcus
his
Smart.
Gritty heart. Marcus Smart. I like his grittiness, man. Avery Bradley's a good perimeter defensive.
Well, hold up.
Yeah,
what did
LeBron
do last night? Well, what did he
abuse
do?
Him.
Be specific.
Abuse him.
He was like little nigga, get off me. Backed him down, elbowed him, and hook shot it on him.
That doesn't mean you're in awe, though, fam. That doesn't mean you're in awe. It means you try to play defense, but you can't stop this man. He's a freight train. He's a fucking freak
LeBron
train when
James,
it comes in the paint.
LeBron James is playing so great that you have guys like Nick Wright and Shannon Sharpe saying unapologetically that this is the greatest single playoff a player has ever had, which is an absolute lie, but they're saying it because the way LeBron is making it look effortless.
Is it the competition he's playing, or is it a mixture of both? Well, LeBron, obviously, he's a great player, but the competition level is JV.
100% JV competition. 100,000%. Let me just take you guys back in time for 1 second. When Hakeem Olajuwon won his first championship, he had to go through the first round. Karl Malone, Hall of Famer, John Stockton Hall of Famer. In the second round, he had to go against Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer, and not play him. In the third round, he had to go against MVP Dennis. He had to go against MVP
Dave
Robinson and Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was on that team, and he abused him. And then he had to go
Sean
against
Elliott.
Hall of Famer, all-time leading scorer and rebounder in New York Knicks history, Patrick Ewing. And Hakeem Olajuwon outplayed every last one of them. That's what a great player would do. So this shit LeBron is doing against Avery Bradley and Marcus Smart, give me a fucking break. You niggas better give me a break. I've seen better. Nick Wright, I have seen better.
But the boy's playing out of
his
mind right now.
You've seen better. Playing phenomenal. But his comp, when you're playing against JV, you want me to prop that up?
Oh, man. But you're absolutely right, man. We want to see the trilogy. All we give a fuck about at the end of the day is Golden State and fucking the Cavs. We don't give a shit about nothing else. Facts. That's all we give a fuck about, man. What do you think about the Lakers getting a second pick and the Celtics getting the first pick?
I'm from Brooklyn. I was stunned. I was like, why does Boston have the number one pick? That fucking deal that Brooklyn did for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce.
And Paul Pierce
was a non-restricted number one pick. These motherfuckers gave them the 2017 pick, and it wasn't protected. And guess what? They now have the number one pick. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. At the moment, when Brooklyn got KG and they had that team and Jason Kidd was the coach, it seemed like, yeah, this is good. But now hindsight 50-50, Monday morning quarterback, horrible. Boston now got the number one pick. Boston, please do not take my dude, Lonzo, because he's Laker for life.
Let me ask you a question, man. If the Celtics do take him, because let's be real, my nigga, are they going to re-sign IT? Are you willing to shut out the big bucks? Are you willing to get him or the other cat he's talking about? What's his name? Not the other guy in the draft. What's son's name? Jesus, what's wrong with me tonight, man?
I know that first. I know you're talking about that dude from Washington.
Yes. So if you're the Celtics, do you trade that pick also and try to go after somebody?
I don't know what the Celtics are going to do, but because the Lakers, Magic, and Lonzo Ball's father are running around like praying to get that number two pick, the Lakers might just Boston might just fuck with them and do something crazy. But they shouldn't, because here's the thing. After this series against Cleveland, Boston is going to know exactly what they need, and you got scorers. You got scorers in this draft. This draft has scorers. You got Jackson, you got Fox, you got Malik Monk. You know, sorry, Knicks fans, Malik Monk will not drop to the eighth spot. You not get
man, chill out. Yo, chill out, man. Yo,
he will not be here at
can
the
you stop
spot
putting that in atmosphere,
team,
man?
Unless some team decides that they want to start picking up Euro players, unless they get back on a Euro win.
Yo, Phil, my nigga, yo, Phil. They talking about that Knicks are high on this French cat. Phil, don't play yourself, my nigga. Don't play yourself at the eighth spot, my chief. So just because you got a diamond in the rough for Porzingis a couple years ago, my dude. Yo, come on. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? But listen, LeVar Bell has made it known already that his son, Alonzo, is not going to work out for any team. If you're the Celtics and this man is not even willing to come try out in front of your eyes and see what his ball skills and see his handles and see what kind of game he has, and he's not willing to do that, do you still draft a cat that's not willing to even talk to you guys, have a sit-down?
Boston is in a great position. Lonzo Ball is not who they need. You're watching how Cleveland is going to manhandle them and destroy them. You have potential scorers in this. You have three to four legitimate 20 to 25 point a game future guys in this draft. You do not need Lonzo Ball. Now, as for IT with the max, listen, IT does not deserve the new max, which is 200 mil. That's reserved for Westbrook, LeBron, and Curry. That, in my opinion, that's what that's reserved for. Now, if you
yeah,
want to
but
jump
the,
out
with
the window,
the new CBA
them,
though, but fam, with the new CBA
point.
Bargain thing, you already know what time it is. Niggas like JJ Redick, a nigga like JJ Redick about to cash in. Cha-ching.
Let me tell you this. I'm not giving IT the same contract that I give Westbrook, Curry, and LeBron. I'm not doing it. Now, you know what I give them? I'll give them the Mike Conley ridiculous contract, the five-year 154. You know what I'm saying? And that's 30 million a year. So, IT, how does 30 million a year sound? Okay? I'm not giving you the 200 million max. Come on, players got to be easy, man.
Yeah, but he's their best player, though, my nigga. Let's be clear now. He's their best player. So niggas might shell that kind of bread out for him. You know what I'm saying? He's their best player. A little
no
nigga 5'9" is their best player. And,
like I said, this series is going to show what they need. It's that simple. They're in the best position because this is gonna be might be over before the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's gonna be over.
Facts.
So they're going to really see what they need. And here's the thing: Lonzo Ball. What does Lonzo Ball do? There's no scorers on that team outside of IT. You think Lonzo Ball makes IT at the two and Al Horford, and that's enough? Remember, he's not coming in scoring. He's coming in to distribute, and he's going to go through his rookie growing pains. So they need firepower now, man. You don't win no championships in the game, straight up.
Son, if I was a Celtics, I would trade that pick and try to go after Jimmy Butler, Paul George, or somebody to that effect. I really would see what I could do.
I think Paul George wants to go to L.A.
L.A., of course. He's working out
and,
with Kobe
and
all this other
shit. Yeah. And then, but I wouldn't trade the pick for those guys. Because we already know what they could do. They're already maxed out on what they could do. But I don't see Paul George getting better or Jimmy Butler getting better. They are who they are right now. I don't see any more upside of them.
Yeah, but we got to give Jimmy Butler's respect on the show because we didn't expect him to have a stellar NBA career like he's had. This man came into the league on just playing defense off the bench and really polished his game. So we got to give Jimmy Butler's respect on the show.
I respect Jimmy Butler. I give Jimmy Butler respect, straight up. He's just not the person that I wouldn't trade the pick for him. That's what I'm saying. Because you're getting some guys who have a higher potential than Jimmy Butler. Yo, I don't know how his stock has dropped, but Malik Monk is serious.
But I'm not going to give some college cats. I'm not going to give cats who's in college right now. We're behind the air, my nigga. Has not slipped an NBA basketball court in their life over Jimmy Butler right now. Who's a proved nigga who's on a fucking USA Olympic team. Not doing that at all. No, sir. You got to show me. This is big boy league. Jimmy Butler showed me he could play with the big boys. And if they had Jimmy Butler right now playing against Cleveland, I'm not saying it'd be Cleveland, but it wouldn't be looking like it did yesterday. Down 26, shit like that.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Now, let's talk about Colin Cowherd. Christine Leahy, if I'm pronouncing her last name right, hopefully I am. Fox Sports, because I actually listen to this show all the time. Well, let me be clear. I subscribe to the channel. I'm subscribed to every channel, the fucking Undisputed, First Take, Levitard, Stephen A. I love sports so much. Both of us love sports so much. But I'm subscribed to all these people's channels. So yesterday, my phone gets a notification about Mr. LeVar Bell and Christine Lee going back and forth. What's your thoughts, Machi? This shit was crazy yesterday.
Well, LeVar Ball showed you he's raw with it. He's not having it. He doesn't play the political correct game. He brings it to you. He follows the show just like you. So she was slandering. She was putting some slander on his name. You know, she said the sons are scared. They're definitely afraid of him. He forced them into basketball. She was talking all kind of reckless shit. So he got on the show. He's like, I'm not talking to her. And lo and behold, like Charlamagne the God said, she plays white woman victim card. And when you play white woman victim card, you also have your black man who come to their rescue. Your hero, Jason Whitlock. Okay? Jason Whitlock, to everybody who may not know who he is the one of the number one anti-hip-hop people in media.
Yes,
when
he is.
When Oprah has her anti-hip-hop shows, she brings him on, and he destroys and attacks hip-hop for white America to see, so they could be like, see, even black people know hip-hop is bad and horrible.
Listen. I want to piggyback before we get back on Whitlock some more. I agree with what you're saying about Whitlock. Now, do I respect some of his opinions and he makes me think out the box on certain things he says? Yes. Is he an intelligent brother? Yes. I used to read his columns back in the day before, you know, media and print don't matter no more. So he started, you know, used to do shit with Levitard here in Miami and shit a lot of times on the show. I know a lot of people say he's a coon. Uncle Tom, I really don't be liking the coon word because niggas be throwing that word coon out, and I be thinking they really don't know the definition of the word of a coon. Now, I think he's gonna say how he feels. You know, I've seen him take shots at white people also, but I think, and I don't know if you feel me on this, I'm not saying LeVar was wrong for how he felt. But if you're going to go on Colin Cowherd's show, right, and you already know there's tension, and his co-host might have had a few choice words about your sons and yourself, should that conversation have not, LeVar, because if it's me, son, I couldn't go there on the show with that tension on me because I know she's there. I would have had that conversation with her and Colin. As soon as I heard it, I would have hit Colin up, and we had to talk about it right then and there. And she would have heard my voice and let me hear how I'm sounding about that shit. You don't feel he should have done that?
That would have been good to do. If he did that, it wouldn't have been tension and awkwardness. But another thing, Colin Cowherd didn't really defend her. He let her handle it.
Talk about
it. So when he did his show Speak for Yourself later on, he's trying to like justify by saying, oh, I'm so proud of you, Christina. Oh, you handled yourself. This is why I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. This is why I love you so much. My nigga, you let LeVar Ball give her 30 piece. She 3-0'd.
Facts.
LeVar Ball 3-0'd her. You know what I'm saying? He said, like, stay in your lane. I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm saying? You said, my sons are scared of me. And that's the thing that bothered him. That really bothered him.
Right.
Because she was talking about what kind of father he was. My niggas, let's be clear. He got 3 sons who are excelling. You know what I'm saying?
They winning. My nigga. They winning. They are winning.
Listen, I've tried to put my daughter in all kind of shit to do. Whatever she gravitates to, that's what she stays doing.
They
like it. You know? You think his son doesn't want to have his own sneaker? Everything he's done is for his kids. So people hate it because he's a proactive father? That nigga's gonna fall back on that. I'm not hearing that. He's in their life. He's in their life. So, you know, people don't like his theatrics because he's loud and boisterous. But, hey, man, that's what it is.
Now, Colin, I ain't going to lie to you, my nigga. Here's the thing. Now, I know people are trying to say, oh, she's a big girl. She can handle herself. First of all, she's a woman. So me as a man, I would have interjected like, all right, you know what I'm saying, LeVar, come on now, ease up, though. You know what I'm saying? I would have said that. Because that's my partner. That's me and you. We do shit together. A nigga can't come in and try to spaz on you. I'm going to be like, yo, son, come on now. Hold on now. Let's be a little respectful. You know, shit like that. You know, try to ease up the tension. He even laughed and shit. But I think he laughed, to be fair to Colin, who I respect. I actually like Colin Cowherd, man. I love his analogies. I watch his shit for years when he's on ESPN. And now he's on Fox and shit. But for her to say she felt threatened and shit, I know as a brother, and I'm going to keep it real, yes, as a brother, when you hear the word threatened by a woman, especially a white woman, we're going to keep it funky, you kind of got to be like, all right, let me just chill because I know what that word means and shit. I'm scared right now. No, we're not threatening you at all. But he was very dismissive, though. He was very dismissive, and I think she twisted his words a lot of times. But let me ask you a question. Do we want our sports personalities to say how they feel, regardless if you don't like it? Stephen A. and certain people get to say what they want. Is it because she's a woman? Let's be fair now. I'm just trying to be devil's advocate here.
No, you can say what you want, but there's clapback. Guys like Charles Barkley have been saying what they want, and he says outrageous, ignorant, asinine things all the time. So I don't have a problem with people speaking their mind. But what she did was classic. She turned herself into the victim. Wait a minute. Are you threatening me? You know, in the whitest white woman voice, and he was like, No, I'm not doing that. Like he quickly is like, I'm scared of you. Like, he made it very clear. You're dangerous with your – he's disrespectful to women. You're not making – like, look at how she tried to set him up. And this was a setup. When she was like, but you're not making it for women, and women have to buy it. And she tried to turn this into LeVar Ball is against women. That's the narrative.
Yes.
She tried to
– that was a narrative. But does she have a point? Hold on. Does she have a point saying that if you have apparel – you might want to appeal to women. It's almost a rapper. You're a rapper, you make music, but you got to make them songs like Fabulous. He appeals to the women and the street niggas. Does he have to kind of appeal to both sides of the, you know, genders and shit? Or just focus on the brothers and it is for the men and it is what it is?
He can grow into it, but right now he's making a basketball sneaker. Last I checked, women play basketball. They straight up do, and they wear Jordans, and they ball. He's trying to promote a shoe, and it's a startup. As a startup, it has to grow and expand at some point. But right now, she threw the gender card in there and really tried to turn this left. And thank God.
Yeah, because
people
when he said stay in your lane, when he said stay in your lane, they try to make it sound like he's disrespectful to women. I don't think he was being disrespectful to because it's a woman, he's trying to stay in your lane or go in the kitchen like we doing back in the 50s. I don't even think he was making it sound like that. You know what I'm saying? But people are going to twist their words around because they don't like him already. So whatever he says that's deemed as negative or something harsh to women, motherfuckers gonna run with that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm not, if you think I'm here to defend Christine Leahy, I'm not the one for it. Sorry, it's not me.
I'm just playing both sides of the spectrum, I'll be fair.
No, I understand that. And there's a perspective. She's made her case and she keeps making her case, and the more she makes her case, the more I dislike her.
Yeah, that was kind of left, though, my G. I ain't going to hold you. That shit was kind of left, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, you do realize that shit. She got donkey. You do realize she got donkey of the day, right? So I would say
yes,
to people,
of course.
If you listen to Charlemagne's donkey of the day, I think he summed it up perfectly. He summed it up perfectly, you know? And I was happy to see LeVar still was on Skip and Shannon the next day. So they didn't put a let's blacklist him from Fox Sports 1 now.
No, that was the same day, fam. That was all day yesterday.
Yeah, the same day.
Remember now, Undisputed come on first. Then they go on a Colin show.
Okay.
So,
you're right. So the
yeah, he was on Colin. He was on Skip and Shannon first, and then, you know, Colin show after that.
So there might be a backlash. We might not see him on Fox Sports 1 unless he apologizes to her. That's the reality right now.
Yes, because now what's it going to be is like, you know, they're all on the same team. They work in the same building. We're all one family. We're on each other all the time. We can't, you heard us say today on the show, we can't let him, she doesn't understand why certain networks. So she's also talking about ESPN and her network that she's working for, that we don't need to have this man on the premises.
Okay, now
you
that's
know,
bullshit.
We really want to break
see,
it down.
I'm not vibing with that. I'm not riding.
I'm not riding with that either. But I'm not riding with that. But that's exactly what she means, though. Hold on, we're not riding with it. But that's exactly what she means, right?
Yeah. And see, and that's when her white woman victimhood shit is coming up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. Like my man Charlamagne Tha God said, and there's a lot of times I disagree with him. I'm 100% riding with him on this one. Donkey of the day. You know what I'm saying? Let him be great.
This is a good segue. You just said the guy's name who I want to talk about a little bit here. I don't want to say there's tension in the room, but I noticed that, you know, paying attention was going on, and I guess Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz, shout out to the Brilliant Idiots. I fuck with their program and shit. Might not agree with some shit that Schultz has a lot, but hey, it is what it is. I still watch niggas and shit because it's hip-hop and shit they talk about. I'm going to listen, and you're the same way, too. That's what I mean, you get along. They're saying that they feel that Joe Budden is going to do a Audi 5000. He's going to peace out after 6 months, that he can't be trusted, to say the least. And Charlamagne had delayed that message to the young guy, which is DJ Academics. What do you think about all that?
First of all, I'm not a fan of Schultz. I'm not a fan of Schultz. I mean, listening to him gives me high blood pressure, okay? Because he says some straight-up shit I don't fuck with at all. At all. Mm. Now, they're hating on the Joe Budden DJ Academic show. This is not even constructive criticism.
I want to hear you break this down. Go ahead.
No. This is not constructive criticism. This is hate. Because I don't know why, but they seem like they feel threatened by this. Because this show basically talks about everything that Charlamagne's show talks about, or Charlamagne's podcast would talk about. You know, hip-hop culture, everyday topics, and Joe Budden and DJ Academic get the first crack. It's a raw show. It's new. So there are kinks. Me and you discussed it. There's going to be bumps in the road. But they've had shows that have had the industry talking. The Little Yachty segment was viral. Everybody was talking about it. Wale's appearance on the show, everybody was talking about it. Joe Budden's rant against L.A. Reid, and then the next day L.A. Reid is fired. Everybody's talking about it. Let's be clear. We've been talking about this show more than we've been talking about The Breakfast Show. Is that accurate to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're making a wave. So all of a sudden, here comes Charlamagne. I don't know if it's going to last more than 5 weeks. Shows. Maybe 6 months. I don't forget which one of them said 6 months or 5 weeks. But boy, it was dripping of pure hate. Because it's like they were trying to say something to Joe Budden. Oh, Joe Budden going to be out of here. He can't take. Like, what? Complex is cutting Joe Budden a check. What is he? If the man's not rapping no more, he's getting
good
cut
point.
A check to literally sit
good,
there
yo, my man.
And do what mean.
Can I say, Sam, that is such a good point that you're saying that the man is not. Listen, we had Joe Budden on this show. Move Music 5 ain't dropping no time, people. Let's just be real. And Joe's on his old man shit, and it's like Nori. Nori, these niggas don't want to rap forever, man. So they finding different things in different lanes that they still in the culture. It may not be musically and sonically, but it's still having conversations and I love Joe Budden podcast. I'm glad he's doing this shit with academics and shit. I like this show a lot, my nigga. Once I get a notification on my phone, I'm watching that shit at work. Facts.
And I feel the same way. You know, just to hear Joe Budden's perspective. See, here's the thing people don't realize. I'm a huge fan of Joe Budden, the MC, the lyricist. And Joe Budden has always been highly opinionated. I mean, Joe Budden's opinion, for whatever the reason, reverberates through the hip-hop culture. If Joe Budden thinks he's better than someone like, say, Method Man, it becomes a big issue in hip-hop. If Joe Budden thinks Views by Drake is not a good album, it becomes a big issue in hip-hop. So for whatever the reason is, people like Joe Budden's opinion. It's very polarizing. So it caught me off guard to hear Charlamagne, who seems like he wants to help other people who do, like, podcasting type of things. He's very helpful to them. Be so anti this and so against it. What, Joe Budden got a podcast? Joe Budden now was doing this thing with Complex. What's the issue that you have with him, Charlamagne? And Schultz, I don't hear niggas corny rap. You don't exist to me. I don't fuck with nothing you say or nothing, Schultz. Nothing.
But,
I don't fuck with you at all.
What's the beef with Schultz, though? Real quick, though, if you mind me asking, what's the beef?
His point of view is so, I don't relate to it at all. I don't relate to it at all. You know, I remember he was arguing, you know, why white people can't say the N-word. You know, just, I can't deal with that. I cannot deal with that. I just can't. And that's why that podcast ain't popping to me, straight up. Trust me, he's not Stretch Armstrong talking hip-hop, my G. Let's be very clear. He comes from a very different perspective, which is why Charlamagne got on him when they were arguing with Angela Rye. If anybody wants to know why I don't like Andrew Schultz, watch the podcast with Angela Rye, where Charlamagne had to check him, literally, had to check him over a female he recently just met. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you know what? You know what I respect about what I got a newfound respect for Charlamagne on? Even though I might not, I don't agree with everything he says, but the respect fact I have for him, because you're an academic saying that, yo, you know, he reached out to Charlamagne, and Charlamagne used to give him advice on certain things. So I like to hear niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you giving a young nigga like academics, you put him on the game and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody needs that. If you're a young nigga coming up in the game, and a nigga who's been in the game and giving you knowledge and telling you, you know, maybe you should do this, tweak this, and this, that, and the third, that was really good to hear on academics' part, that the relationship him and Charlamagne got, you know, is genuine. You know what I'm saying? He said he don't got a lot of friends in the industry, and he could consider Charlamagne a homie. You know what I mean? Hey, Charlamagne, come on the show. Come fuck with us, my nigga. What's good? We'd love to have you up here, son. You know what I mean? Real talk. See you there, my man.
You too, Ebro.
Oh, man. Real quick, before we wrap up here, announcement today, Double Impact announcement one right now. Smack has just announced, it's not a match, sir. They just announced their first cat that they plan on having on the Double Impact. And you know the Double Impact series is a two-on-two. 3 minutes ago, they just announced that A-Verb and Hitman will be on Double Impact 2 doing a two-on-two. They didn't say who they're going to battle just as yet, but it's A-Verb and Hitman on Double Impact. They just announced it right now. They did not announce their opponents, but they did announce two-on-two with A-Verb and Hitman. Your thoughts, sir? St. Louis in the building, 314.
Interesting. I did, you know, there's been a lot of drama. If Hitman is going to come back on URL, if A-Verb is going to come back on URL, we didn't know if we'd ever see them on the stage. These guys are part of the Midwest movement that is essential to everything that is the URL. So it's good.
You want to break that down to the people that might not know what you mean by that? Hold on. Don't sneak that out, brother. Come on now. Rewind.
Well, no one knew that St. Louis had a battle rap culture that was sick with it, that was insane, that was based on lyricism. We just didn't know. Pardon our ignorance, but how would we know that St. Louis had this culture of battle MCs? And all of a sudden, I see A-Verb, I see Hitman, I see A-Verb's battle with Hollow the Don is one of my favorite battles. And I was shocked at how ill it was. Like,
yo, my nigga, tell the truth, though. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Verb's last verse, his second verse, obviously, is only two rounds. But that last round when he was talking that shit, though, in that last round, my nigga.
It's one of the great rounds in battle rap history. One of the great rounds in battle rap history. That shit he was kicking the Hollow was, it's what made me a believer. Like, who the fuck is this? And why is he rapping like this? Why do they rap like this in from St. Louis? But my point is, if you look at any early URL Smack events and you think of the classics, you think of Hitman Cortez, you think of Hitman Arsenal, you think of A-Verb Midwest Miles, A-Verb Math. So
early A-Verb URL, Hitman, sir. A-Verb Hitman, one of the best battles of all time in battle rap history. That's facts.
Absolutely. So to bring them back is great for URL, is great for the culture, and for all the people that are saying battle rap is dying, this is a great look for battle rap, in my humble opinion.
Why do you say that, though? Why do you say a two-on-two is going to save the culture or make people, because people say the culture is dying, in their opinion, which I hate that kind of talk, but I don't agree with that talk. Let me just throw it out there. But if some people are saying the culture is dying, you're saying a two-on-two is here to save the culture? I don't know.
It's more than that. This is what I mean. The big talk was A-Verb and Hitman are not going to be on URL, or will we ever see them on ARL? Nobody expected this. Did you know this was going to happen? Nobody knew it was going to happen.
No.
This was a shock to the world. See, I was, you know, battle rap blogs and vlogs were saying, oh, Smack got something up his sleeve because, you know, Gun Titles wasn't going to be here. And I'm like, what could Smack possibly do with no Gun Titles on the card? Like, who can he get? Well, now I know.
Word. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Smack. Yo, I want to piggyback on what my bro just said, man. Obviously, there's no Gun Titles. Free Suit Surf. Tay-Rock, he's not going to do a battle with Briz. I mean, no disrespect to the other Cave Gang members, but let's be real. When it comes to 2-on-2, Rock and Surf got that chemistry, my nigga. It's like the fucking British Bulldogs. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Road Warriors, my nigga. They just got that chemistry. But to have A-Verb and Hitman in the back pocket, and me and you discussed it, I think, when we was like, it was good to see Hitman on that URL stage on Gnome 7. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see him on there. So it just made us look like, okay, they're in conversations. He's in the building and shit. There have to be conversations. Obviously now, voila, we get a two-on-two. Yo, my nigga, I fuck with Lady Rubberhead, man. Can I just say that?
I
always
too.
Fuck with these niggas, B. Always. I didn't give a fuck if they from St. Louis. To the point you said a second ago, we did not know some brothers from St. Louis was this nice. And listen, my nigga, some people got A-Verb on their Mount Rushmore, and I ain't got no problem with that, bro. And Hitman's been in my top five for a long time, bro, a long time. Fact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hitman is great. Great. And I will remind everybody who thinks I'm bugging, I think Hitman beat Shotgun Shug in Newark. I really believe it. I watched that battle.
You're not the only one
that
thinks that, though.
But I really think he beats him. And I think if that is on URL stage, it is one of the great hitmans in history. Because the URL stage would have given crowd reactions to some of the stuff he was saying. Oh, my God.
Nah, not in history,
oh my God.
Though, B. Hitman, listen, the Cortez battle, the Verb, those battles, those like Arsenal, those, that Hitman right there, man, that's the Braids holler and all that, you know, before Smack got the big holler. That's a different Hitman holler, my nigga. That holler is a beast. You know, I'm not saying he's still not a beast, but let's take it back to the 2-on-2 now. Now, I know, did you watch Hitman and Verb when they battle NWX? And I know you fuck with NWX, so I want to ask you this question. Did you watch that battle, sir?
Yes, I did on Don't Flop. Yes, I did.
Keep it a stack on the show. Who won? Keep it a stack.
NWX won.
You out your fucking mind, nigga. Yo, my nigga, knock it off, B. NWX ain't beat no fucking Hitman and Verb, my nigga. Are you bugging?
This is what's so great about battle rap. It's opinionated. And I think
what
that
doing it?
Sean, I think Sean, I think Sean and DMX, I think Sean and DNA have
DMX.
The greatest chemistry. DNA, I think Sean and DNA have the greatest chemistry on 2-on-2s.
I agree, but hear this now. I think Hitman and Verb, it's a little different, though, man. It's a little different. My nigga, did you see the shit they were saying to fucking DNA and Shine?
I liked it.
We're not in New York. We can rap now. All that shit was hard, fam. Hard.
And listen, I loved it. Maybe I need to go revisit it because
you got me feeling like I jumped out the window, man.
Okay.
I feel
you
did, though, man.
About the window, man.
Yeah, I feel
that. I'm fine to go and revisit a battle. I'm fine. Maybe I'll revisit it because I got to get hype for this double impact. So I have no problem
now,
revisiting that to see why I thought they won.
The next question, because remember now, fam, they just told us the announcement of who's going to be on there. They didn't tell us their opponents. Now, who would you like to see A-Verb and Hitman battle? Obviously, it's not going to be NWX. Who else?
What do you think about them battling Cortez and Math?
Math ain't battling no more, son. So we forget that. This is facts. This is facts.
Okay.
We're not even going to waste minutes on that.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. They're legendary. A-Verb and Hitman are legendary URL vets. Don't you think they need to battle people on their same status, or do you want to see them battle new niggas?
But here's the thing: you're not going to see them battle new niggas. You're going to see niggas that we've seen battle on 2-on-2 already. Quest McCody and Marv on. You got T-Top and Bridge with them 2-on-2s. We can't say Chilla and B-Magic. B-Magic and you are on the same page, so we can't put those two cats together. You got Chess and Steams.
I will take, out of everybody you just said, I will take Bridge and T-Top. I don't want them to get anybody less. And if you're going to get the newest dudes, you got to get the best hungry lit dudes. Bridge is on
the
high right now.
Ryder and Jack Boy. Ryder and Jack Boy also, done 2-on-2s when they battled Dougie and Snake Eyes. And obviously, we didn't get to watch that battle, so I don't even know how they did. But those are the new cats. But I doubt you're going to see Hitman. And no shade to Ryder and the rest of the young niggas, but I just don't see it. They're going to put, if it's going to be young niggas, it's going to be Steams and Chess. If it's going to be niggas that's on their level and been doing it for a while, and when I say on their level, been doing it for a while, it'd be Quest, McCody, and Marv One.
So you don't see T-Top and Briz battling them?
I wouldn't mind seeing that, though. I wouldn't mind seeing that, though, but I don't think that'll happen. I just don't feel that. My pulse, I don't feel that. I got a, my hunch tells me it's going to be either Quest, McCody, and Marv One, or it's going to be Chess and Steams.
Okay. Okay, so I think the excitement is basically it's going to be Hitman's return to URL. That's going to be the draw. That's going to be the selling card of it. So, but
are you downplaying? Are you downplaying Captain Marketable, aka Averb, by saying that comment?
No, I'm not downplaying Averb at all.
Okay.
It's just that I would like to see them go against the Young Guns who spit that shit. T-Top spits that street drug talk, struggle rap, and Briz Royston is very aggressive, and I'd like to see that style clash against the Midwest movement. That's all, you know.
And you know what? That's, and it's funny you say that, because let's be real, Verb and Briz already battled already, so you could probably see that
Yes, and Briz needs to redeem himself.
I think I think Briz has redeemed himself from the Aver battle, because if you look after that,
right,
he battled Tay Rock, and even though I had Tay Rock beating Briz, Briz was still fire. So you could lose a battle, still be fire. I thought Briz was still dope against Tay Rock, even though I gave Tay Rock the dub. I still thought, and after that, he beat Arsenal, he beat Pass, like, he just beat Ill Will, in my opinion. Like, Brizzle on the street
Shug
right now, my nigga.
And he beat Shug. He's on a win streak.
That's debatable, though. Some people say that's debatable.
My man, I'm going to tell you, man, the Terminator 2 flips was some of my favorite flips of last year. Straight up.
Oh, God.
I watch that all the time. T2. Come on, man. Like, Terminator 2. I'm sorry. I love
it. Yo, my nigga, I ain't going to hold you, though, man. I watched him in Arsenal the other night. Briz is just... But I wouldn't mind seeing that, though.
Right?
Stop
now,
me,
what
right?
about Arsenal? You think Arsenal shook against Averb and Hitman? What about that?
When Arsenal told us that's the last time battling on URL, he's focusing on UW right now, son.
Oh, okay.
He's focused on UW right now. I don't think it's focused
on
URL at all.
All right. I'm just hypothetically putting out matchups.
Yeah, I feel you, but I just don't think that's going to happen because Ars got the UW shit going on where he put it out there, niggas, he want to battle Lux and Mooks. I think right now he just focused on his brand. I think he just did his victory lap by battling on URL. Like, okay, I never battled on URL. It's with my last year. Allegedly, I'm retiring. I mean, remember I'm using that word. Allegedly, he's retiring. So if he's retiring, he's doing his victory lap like Kobe Bryant. Get my last battle on URL and deuce it up.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get your take on this also. Aver was on Twitter and basically was naming opponents that he's going to battle. And Calico made a comment basically saying that you're battling creep-ups. He said, listen, these last battles of mine are going to be fireworks. One on URL, which he didn't say, which I think I know what it is. Number two is Sharon, who I like. Him and Verb, Sharon. That was supposed to be on King of the Dot. That didn't happen, fam. Mr. Mills and Verb, y'all niggas sleeping right now, man. Mr. Mills is fucking fire. Let me be clear right now. I fuck with Mr. Mills. Mr. Mills is dope. Let's be clear. Him and Verb. Verb can't be on no bullshit, Verb. Mr. Mills is fire. He's battling Sire and Ty Law. And basically, my man Calico was like, that's some cream puffs. And Verb said, oh, you want smoke? What do you think about that?
I would love to see that battle. I would love to see Ava battle Calico. I would love to see that battle. I would love to see that battle because Ava thinks he's better than Calico, and he's always thought that. He's always thought that. He's always thought that. And he will articulate it to Calico to his face if they battle. You know.
Wow.
Ava is older than Calico. He's not going to let Calico. He's going to talk down to Calico if they battled. He would literally talk down to him.
That's going to be hard to do, though. Verb, my guy, but you can't talk down to Calico, man. Lux did that. That was cool.
You can't.
But
tell me how you can't. Calico's younger than him. Like, really younger than him.
Yeah, but I don't think you can talk down to Calico, D. Man, I'm trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? Lux did that also. Lux did that, and I think that worked. I don't think right now that's going to work. You know, I don't think you talk down to Calico, B. It's just hard to, you know,
okay.
Not this era, you know.
I think guys who are, like, clearly older than him, clearly have more life experience than him, they can talk down to him. I think Averb is one of them. Averb is a great
I don't think son, Calico for his family.
Did you see what Averb did?
Do, my guy. Calico,
I'm going to keep it 100. Midwest Miles, the Averb that battled Midwest Miles is one of the greatest Averbs I've ever seen. And he was talking that real shit to Midwest Miles. That real shit to that Detroit nigga. So don't tell me Averb can't talk to a Detroit nigga. Because I know he can. I've seen him do it.
Sir, at that particular time, that was a hungry, starving, Ethiopian chest out Averb. He had a lot to prove. It's different. That's different era, my nigga. That's before Smack had the bed. So that's
okay.
A different verb. I just don't think you're not gonna talk down to him. Because now their careers, people fuck with Cal, my nigga. This ain't the skinny Calico and shit is down and slapping up newborn. Calico gets busy, my nigga. Cal gets busy. You're trying to fuck on Calico, man.
No. Okay, let me just say this. I fuck with Calico hard body.
Me too.
I fuck with Calico hard body.
I want that nigga to battle
but
more,
I'm
my
saying,
nigga. I want Cal to battle
but I'm
more.
I'm saying, Averb is the opponent who can talk to him. So let me rephrase it. May not be able to talk down to him, but Averb can talk to him. That's all I'm saying.
What does that mean, though, sir? What's he going
to
talk to him and say? I'm just saying respectfully. I fuck Averb. I'm just questioning my bro right here.
Okay, he's going to talk to him the way he talked to Hitman.
That's different. That's different, though. No, that's different. You know why that's different? Because everybody's thought process is that Verb is big bro to Hitman. Big bro to Hitman. It's not like that. Now, X Factor or Midwest Miles want to pull that game on Calico if they battle, that's different because they from the same hood. These niggas are from St. Louis. This nigga's from Detroit and this nigga's from St. Louis. They didn't come into the game together. It was the Midwest movement, yeah, because you're from Detroit, I'm from St. Louis, fuck those New York niggas, they ain't got no respect for us, so let's bond together. Now, remember now, when Verb battled X Factor, the Midwest brothers got mad. A lot of people got mad. I remember fans was tight as fuck. Son, I remember this is Battle Rap Arena days, where I used to call that show back, I'm talking about 2000, whatever year that days was, and niggas was up there mad as fuck that Verb wanted to battle X Factor. But I was like, damn. If Verb went about an X Factor, y'all should get mad at X Factor too because he said yes. But the point I'm making is that they didn't come into the game together, so he can't Lil Brun them, like my Rick Ross voice. He can't Lil Brun them Calico. He can do that to Hitman because they from the 314. If that makes sense, you know. But I want to see them battle.
You're
though.
Right.
I'm not gonna hold
you. No, you're right because now I'm thinking about the X Factor battle and X Factor actually talked to Verb. Like, X Factor talks to Verb.
Hey,
in
Verb,
that
I'm still mad at Verb.
X-Factor
hold on, random. Verb, I'm still mad at you, my nigga, for putting on that shit on your eyes with the fucking sleeping mask shit in your eyes. I never understood that, my nigga, but that's neither here nor there, man. Never understood that, bro.
Sidebar, Averb versus O-Red. I loved O-Red's one round. Sidebar.
I loved
O-Red. One round.
But I did not like that shit. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't like that shit.
No.
No.
Translation?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, nigga. Translation.
No, sir. Didn't like that. Sorry, Red. You get the Archie Bunker Wolf for
no,
that.
But, But here's the thing. If Ahab's going out, it will be a great battle with him and Calico. I would love to see that battle. That is a battle I would love to see.
Let me piggyback again what my bro just said. I no disrespect. I fucks with Sharon. I fucks with Mr. Mills. Now, the other niggas out there that you battling, Ferb, this is me as homie telling you, I don't really give a fuck about you battling other niggas, my nigga. I really don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But a Calico on the Summer Madness, my nigga, son, imagine Calico, Averb, Summer Madness, and you know what's funny, URL, you need to make this happen because obviously now you got Averb on your card. It makes sense. Listen, the nigga say you want that smoke, Cal. Verb said, do you want that smoke? Nigga, I would love to see that. I don't care if it's Midwest movement or not. Let them niggas get popping. It's for the grabs, my nigga. It's for the grabs. Because who's holding down the Midwest right now? JC's holding it down. Ill Will. Who else?
You right.
Those are the only niggas that really hold down the Midwest. Is JC and Ill Will. Where the fuck Snow at? Real Deal buried him and put him in a body bag. In another body bag. Real Deal is right there with Dallas at that. I mean, not Real Deal. Snow. Water Soap. Real Deal did you dirty, Snow. Did you dirty, my nigga. Dirty. Dirty. One of my Jamaican slang. Dirty. For real. Dead ass. But, yeah, Verb. Calico and Verb. Fans, we need to push this one, man. I think fans need to really push.
We'll be
a Verb. But here's a sidebar. Verb said he gave a list of the people he's battling, right? But the number one, he said URL, but he did not put his opponent. So I know at one particular time, and Verb said it on his show also, that DNA was in the works. Listen, DNA, fucks with you, my nigga. You're a legend. Respect you. We've been doing this for years. But the fans don't really want to see Averb and DNA. Let's just keep it tall. I mean, we don't have to do no fucking poll if niggas want to see Averb and Calico or Averb and DNA. Come on, my nigga. Stevie Wonder will make sure he write his name on the box right and put the fucking right shit to circle that one out. Come on now. That's
just
fact.
Averb has made it very clear that he wanted to battle Lux. There's a nice video while we actually steps Luck and he wants to battle him. So you know that's a battle he would love to get. You know, so what do you think about that?
But once again, like I told Doggy Diamonds the other night, everybody in their mom is going to see Verb and Lux. It's written. My nigga, this is not even a – this is a no-brainer why this battle should happen. This is a no-brainer. I don't want to see Arsenal and Lux. No shade. I'm just being honest. I don't want to see Arsenal and Lux. I'd rather see Arsenal and Mook. And you had a conversation about that also. But I also want to see Lux and Verb. Now, when I've interviewed Verb numerous times, I always ask him this question. Fam, are we going to ever see you in Lux? His response to me all the time. Three letter man, here we go again. I'm going to give you Saint. And it's repetitive now. Talk to your beloved, three letter man. Talk to your beloved. Talk to your beloved. So that just tells me money issues. Niggas is beefing about money. Money ain't right. That's a big payday. I don't know why we don't get that battle, son. That shit is whack. Like, Verb and Lux should happen.
When
Verb did
his
fucking, remember when Lux did his fucking second round unverse shit? And he was spitting his rounds against Calico that we didn't hear. And he was like, if it wasn't for me, Lux, Verb would still be working at the flea market and shit. Like, it's been brewing for years. It's been brewing for years,
man. Yeah. I mean, that you go out with a bang, you get Lux. But then again, let's be real. Lux is the holy grail for anybody to get him. He's literally the holy. You get Lux, your life changes. So that's what everybody wants. It does. Everybody wants Lux.
Hitman told Jon Jon, you battle me, next day you on Oprah.
He said, I'm a John around legend, okay?
Yeah, that shit was crack.
Hitman was talking.
Hitman is fire. Yo,
that's what I'm saying, man.
Feel me on this. I don't really feel me on this. Niggas like to say Hitman don't got no bars, right? But what be killing me when niggas say that, fam, if he got no bars, why is it the niggas he battled always use his material against him? All the time. If you go to Hitman battles, the niggas he battles, son, they always take his shit and try to use it against him. Well, you said this, or they try to freak his words and try to maneuver they, his material and try to, you know, incorporate they shit. And all the time, it never fails. So obviously a nigga has to respect Hitman. I respect Hitman, man, a lot. A lot. Performance alone, that nigga has classic moments, B.
A lot of them. There's a lot of them. I mean, Street Status Holla is raw as you're ever going to see.
That's braids, my nigga. That's braids.
Shit.
That's 26 points. That's 26 points a game, Holla. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yo, I respect it. Yo, and what I don't like, only thing, only beef I got with Hitman and Verb, the only thing, not even beef, it's not beef, is that they think New York niggas don't fuck with them. I don't like them kind of, like,
that's,
I don't know the niggas y'all be talking to.
A-Verb, that is, I know A-Verb knows that's not true. I personally have walked up to A-Verb and dapped him up after battle.
Talk about
in
it.
In front of Urban Plaza. And other people were doing the same thing. That nigga gets love. When he goes outside and he's just chilling or standing, getting ready to do an interview, niggas shout him out.
Yeah.
Niggas walk up to him, yo, A-Verb, yo, you know, and give him daps. That happens. It's not he stands out there in New York niggas. We just stand there looking at him. We hate you. We hate you. Nah, it ain't like that. That nigga gets love. That nigga gets love out there. I know that for a fact. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm
I know
you said
think
that.
New York niggas hate you.
I'm glad
that.
You
it ain't,
said that.
It ain't, it's not like that. Because it happened. I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. I stood there, watched it. I'm one of the niggas giving them love. And I be hating to do that because some of these battle rappers be thinking, yeah, niggas on my dick type of shit. You got to steal them out,
right,
but to see if they gonna be genuine and accepting. And he was accepting. He was like, yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Good luck. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? He gets love
right
in New York. Straight up.
Verb, one of my favorites, bro. Verb is one of my favorites, man. I respect his villain role that he played. I loved it. I loved the 50 Cent villain role he played in battle rap. I actually liked it. You know what I'm saying? He was on some, like, yo, he was on some outcast shit when these niggas came in. This one is when they was at the Source Awards, the South got something to say. That's how I felt with the Midwest niggas when they came in. You know what I'm saying?
He made Daylight jump on the floor when he was battling Danny Myers. Danny Myers.
Yeah,
was
so
like,
that Church's Chicken line.
Hardcore.
That Church's
yeah,
Chicken
man
line.
Yeah.
Do a nigga greasy for that chicken. Do a nigga greasy for that chicken. Church's.
Yeah. Come on. Even Danny was like, woo.
Yo,
Verb should get an opponent who's worthy of his legacy.
You know what? And it's funny you say that because Mbias said that he doesn't like the fact he did a blog recently. Shout out Chris Mbias right quick. He did a blog recently talking about he felt that, you know, the way Verb is, if, once again, allegedly he's retiring also, that the battles he's getting, like, nigga, we don't care about those shits. You should be getting bigger names. You should be going out with a bang. Arsenal's trying to go out with a bang. You know? Arsenal's battling the T-Rocks of the world. Verb and T-Rock has not happened. Verb and T-Rock should happen also. Let me throw that out there also. Verb and T-Rock should be happening. That's box office,
that
my niggas. Box office.
Now, listen. Verb, you want to go out? Go out with T-Rock. That's a win-win situation because, first of all, you can get T-Rock because T-Rock is the top URL guy right now, and battling him is a great look, and it gives history in terms of both of y'all been doing it for since the beginning of URL. So 7 years later, for y'all to get it in would be great. See, I don't even know how we forgot about T-Rock because I guess T-Rock, you know, he got so many big battles lined up. You know what I'm saying? A-Verb is a more than worthy opponent. And that would be a great look for you. Great look if you battling T-Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, Lux, T-Rock. Like, these are great battles for Verb. Because these are guys who are on the level, legendary status type dudes. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely. And let me just say this. I don't have a problem with him battling DNA. But I understand what you mean when you say the fans don't want to see that.
I can understand that, but I have high respect for Dan. Sorry, that's just,
I do, fam. I do too. Don't get it fucked up. I respect my nigga. I respect DNA. He's a legend, bro. I'm not one of these niggas that be killing DNA, you know. I fucks with DNA. My nigga, I always take it back to when DNA battled T-Rex at Time Is Money. And you can see the hunger in that little nigga's face. That's when I fucked with that nigga, because you seen the hunger in DNA's grill, my nigga, when he battled T-Rex, bro. You seen the hunger, the way he looked at Mook. It reminded me when Chess was looking at when he battled DNA. And he looked at Sean, I was like, I'm that nigga, you heard? It was kind of like DNA took that move the same way. Like, yo, my nigga, I'm here, bro. I'm a young nigga. I'm starving. I got no tooth in my fucking mouth. And I got acne problems. But I'm fire. I got bars, nigga. I fuck with DNA, son. I respect that nigga, bro.
And he has the best quotable of that battle. Your career's off cam like Votto. That shit had me screaming. I was like, what the fuck? That shit was crazy. Imagine, think about how long ago you said that. Niggas did not, that was mad. That was New York talk. Because Votto was not known. You literally had to be on a mixtape, no underground, to know who Votto was when they battled.
Word.
I mean, that was 7 years ago. So that line hit me like, ooh, that shit is fire.
I respect DNA, my nigga. I respect him. I know people say he oversaturates himself. I know Murder Mook had told me this one time on the show a couple of years ago. You know, he felt DNA battle too much. But one thing about DNA, he's going to come to battle. And one thing I respect about DNA also, a couple of times on King of the Dot, niggas didn't get to cross that border for whether it was passport issues or whatever issues it was. DNA went there on short notice, my nigga. Like a week prep time, and still come out there and try to battle. A lot of niggas can't do that, son. A lot of niggas can't do that, for real. And you know what's fucked up? You know what's fucked up also? Niggas ain't gonna give DNA's fucking respect. And I hate to say this, niggas don't respect you until you die or some foul shit happens to you, and then they be like, "Yo, word, son, DNA was fire, man. He was a legend." They're not gonna say that now, but something bad has to happen to you for niggas to give you that love and shit. It's fucked up, but. That's just the world we live in. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
But I do want to see that, though. But hold on. A nigga told me, what about Rock and Av teaming up? What do you think about that? Against Hitman.
Nope. I don't like it.
Hold on. I got a name for you. And I hope Smack and them have made this call to these two niggas, because these two niggas, to me, we always want to see them team up. We've also seen them do blogs together. These two niggas are one of the top three, the funniest niggas in battle rap, hands down. One's from Harlem, one's from the BX. I'm talking Charlie Clips and Goods. I would not mind seeing Clips and Goods team up together and go against Hitman and Verb.
That's great.
But then again,
I agree with you.
You fucking with that?
I'm fucking with that. Goods, you know, Goods is on his, you know, he got his win under his belt on his return to URL, and I think people will fuck with that. You know, Charlie Clips is always a fan favorite, polarizing. If anything will motivate Charlie Clips, those two guys will motivate him.
I don't think a 2-2 will motivate him. I think it's easy for Goods and Charlie Clips. Them teaming up together, my nigga, is going to be, they going to snap on niggas. That's that. And now here's a question. Clips, if you put Clips and Goods together and they battle, let's say Hitman and Verb, it's going to be aggression. Not saying Hitman and Verb won't have jokes, but Clips and Goods, you know they're going to be snapping on niggas hard. They're not going to take that shit too seriously. I shouldn't say they're not going to take it seriously. But they're going to crack jokes on battle.
They're going to have to take it serious, because when they hear remember, this is Hitman's return. So what are they going to joke about him being on Wild and Out, Big Joe? They can't joke. Like, they're going to laugh.
Respectfully, my nigga. Respectfully.
Respectfully,
this is not Hitman's return for me. Hitman.
Wow.
Let me tell you what your return is for me. homie. I fucked with you, Hitman. You that nigga. But your return on URL, this is a warm-up. Even though people say you got your warm-up against Suge and UW, that was cool. And this is a warm-up. This is a warm-up for URL. Because what I'm going to define Hitman Holla is when he gets in that ring and decides to battle the face of URL right now. Hitman, I'll let you, bro. You're going to have to see Tay-Rock. You're going to have to see Tay-Rock, bro. You're going to have to see Shine. And those are determining me. To me, those next two opponents, fam, is very crucial in Hitman's career. Because I don't want to compare it to Jordan. I'm not doing that. But when Mike left for 3 years, his first 3 years before he retired, he was that nigga. He rocked the 4-5. Shit look kind of shady. I don't want to say Hitman's going to rock the 4-5, but he cannot rock the 4-5 against Tay-Rock and Shine. No. He can't be letting Nick Anderson strip him from the Rock. That can't happen, my nigga. Not against Rock and Shine.
Wait a minute. Hold on. And what did Jordan do the next year?
Talking about next year. I'm talking about that's the point. Is he rocking the 4-5, or is he going to be rocking 96-2-3? When Jordan got the rust off him with the 4-5, and then when the 2-3 came on, shit got real.
True.
That's what I'm saying. That's to me. That's when he's going to be. That's when Hitman's going to be back. Is when he steps in the ring with Tay-Rock and King Shine. Yeah, whoever you want to put him first. Well, it got to be Shine first, because that's what it looks like is cracking out to be, or what the people are screaming for now. And Shine look like he want this motherfucking battle.
Yeah, boy. I never seen Shine want a battle this bad, man. Like,
My nigga, you're talking about some of the guys with best performers in battle rap. Professor Shine, Hitman Holla, Clean Paper. You could throw a Bill Collector. Guys who really are performance heavy based. They got bars, yeah, but they could also incorporate that performance. Hitman's at the top of the list. Shine is at the top of the list. Clean, you be on some bullshit sometimes. You're too inconsistent, so we don't know what the fuck is up with you. But you are no one of the niggas up there also. But Hitman and Shine have to go down, bro. It has to happen. And that's when Hitman, to me, is officially back. This is going to be cool. This is going to be great. He's going to be on the stage with his bro Hitman. Love to see these niggas back on URL, both these niggas. You know what I'm saying? But it's 2-on-2. Some people don't even count this. I don't really count 2-on-2s. Yeah, you said it's a win, but when I go back and revisit your resume, I don't really count these. I'm not too heavy on a 2-on-2 like that.
I just
have to win a 2-on-2.
But Gun Titles is lit. Gun Titles is earth shakers on 2-on-2. The room
shakes.
So yeah, like the 2-on-2. I mean, one of the come on, you heard it. Split screen like Goldeneye shook the room when Briz and T-Top said that. 2-on-2s be having room shakers, man.
Yeah, so I ain't gonna lie to you, man. That first gun titles against NWX, the way the niggas embrace Surf and Rock, and Rock was on stage and said, I does this, nigga. I does this. Like, this is what I do, man. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Those two guys together were perfect because I don't think nobody could stand in front of them when they're talking that street gun shit. Like, they just talk that shit better than anybody.
And my nigga, let's be real. The second time they battled, Surf told me on this show once again, they didn't really want to battle them niggas the second time, B.
And
it lost its oomph.
It showed.
It lost its oomph. No excuse. Because I thought NWX won the second time with keeping it tall. But
here's the thing. You could tell NWX wanted that rematch badly, and they put everything into it. Like they put everything into that rematch.
Facts.
So,
nigga, they made sure the dance steps, the routines were on point, nigga. They had to make sure the dance on some Temptation shit, my nigga. Or some OG shit.
After the
dance. They had to make the dance steps
after
crisp.
After the shots, Troy. You know, they said that was so much
shit.
The sound fell to the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really put everything into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, let me ask you a question. Hold on. Will you be disappointed because you fuck with these niggas heavy? Yes, Sean, DNA, this nigga fucks with y'all heavy. Would you be disappointed if your NWX family is not on this card? Is it blasphemy if Sean and DNA are not on this card?
No, it's not blasphemy. Because they've personally given me so many battles. So I would be like, yo, I wonder why they're not on the card. But I wouldn't.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Because they battle so much. No. I wouldn't spaz because they battle so much. And I've seen so many of their battles. They're the best 2-on-2s to do it. You know what I'm saying? According to them. But I want them to be on it. But, if they wasn't on it, I wouldn't, I wouldn't lose my mind.
I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna say I think they should be on this card because you said yourself, sir, and I'm surprised you're not siding the other way I'm siding on, that they brought back the 2-on-2 and brought life back into this shit. And now you don't have gun titles not on this card. And yes, we got Hitman and Verb on there, but I think a double impact card, I think all times, Shine and DNA have to be on this card. I just feel they should have to be on it.
Okay, listen, I have no problem with that. But, you don't remember that year where they battled, like, everybody? Like, think about it.
Yeah, that was OD, though. That was OD.
They've already battled Verb and Hitman. They battled Tay-Rock and Surf twice already. They battled everybody, So I'm just like, I've seen them battle everybody. So, I'm like, they're solidified to me. That spot is solidified in this 2-on-2. That's how I look at it.
So we're both good on the fact that Hitman and Verb once again is on double impact. We're glad to see these niggas on this fucking card. This shit came out of left field. Like you said earlier, fam. We didn't expect this.
Nope. Great to me, and I'm saying it's great for the culture. Let me just say this. I am not one of those guys who are on the battle rap is dying bandwagon, because I'm telling you guys, we still shell out $100 and better just to watch niggas battle rap. Nigga, that feeling.
Talk that shit.
Still
you be in the building. Here. You be in the building. Talk your shit.
Listen, that feeling is still there. And we be online lit. Like, you got to see it. Everybody's just excited, man. That feeling. Y'all niggas don't think you're feeling? Come to Urban Plaza before a URL battle and see how lit that shit be before we even get in the building. Niggas love this battle rap shit. So this whole battle rap dying, it's dead. Oh, man, that's why battle rap is dying. It's like, what are y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? They've been talking about hip-hop was dead for 35 years, and hip-hop is still lit.
So
that's a tangent.
So before we wrap it up, we got 5 minutes here. So you're on the tip of seeing T-Top and Briz against Verb and Hitman. That's what you want to see. That's what, if you had a chance to book those niggas, Verb and Hitman, those are the two cats you put in front of Hitman and Verb.
Yes, because you're getting the heavy hitters. Briz Rothstein right now is at the top of his shit.
Yeah,
you want to give Hitman, Hitman and A-Verb. And remember, Briz wants to redeem himself against A-Verb because everybody, the general consensus is that since the A-Verb battle, he turned up. So now, A-Verb, you'll be getting the Briz Rothstein, that 30-piece arse. That's the Briz Rothstein you'll get. You get the Briz Rothstein that, may have beat Ill Will. You know what I'm saying? So this is what people want to see.
I want to
see it. But
I just seen your text right now. Pardon self, man. I just seen your text. Pardon self. Yo, man. Once again, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Me and my bro. Shit coming out tonight. Shout out URL, A-Verb, Hitman, to get these brothers on the show. I'm going to try to holler at some brothers and see what they do. Y'all be easy.
Yeah.